are now invited to listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It's good to be able to come right back to your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. We trust today that we'll have a message or a song that maybe will stir your heart. And most of all, that we might just spend the next 30 minutes with you. We don't know where you are. Maybe you're driving down the highway, maybe in a convalescent home, maybe in a penitentiary. We don't know, but we are thinking of you and telling you that there is something that you can believe in.
Golden light, golden light, oh well my sins, they're gone, golden light. I've had a long streak of that bad, bad time, since they were golden light. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He looked my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. It's gone at last. It's gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad times. My sins, they're gone at last. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. They're gone at last, they're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad times, but my sins, they're gone at last. Well, I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears. Jesus, a friend, watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone, gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last. They're gone at last. They're gone at last. Oh, well, my sins, they're gone at last. I've had a long string of bad, bad time, but my sins, they're gone at last.
Well, we have a lot of announcements to make. This morning we'll begin at Rock Camp at 10 o'clock. We'll be having Singspiration there. And then at Linside this morning we'll be having Singspiration at 11 a.m. service. So we invite you to come be with us. That's when some of the singers of the church gets together. We just have singing and preaching and having a great time. After all, this is Palm Sunday, a day of rejoicing, a time that we get together and magnify and worship the Lord. So you're invited to come be with us in any of our churches. And then tonight, we will be at Red Sulphur at 6 o'clock tonight, so you're invited to be with us there. Then also, next Sunday morning, we'll be at the Swope Cemetery, and it looks as though the time will be around 6:45. According to the daylight time, it looks like it begins to get daylight about 15 minutes till 7. So we're going to go ahead and set that for 6:45 next Sunday morning at the Swope Cemetery. We will be having sunrise service, and then immediately following that, We'll be having a worship service in our various churches. We'll be at Dropping Lick at 9, Rock Camp at 10, and they will be having cantata there at the Rock Camp Church at 10 o'clock, and then worship service at 11 o'clock at Linside, and then that night at Linside at 7 o'clock, we'll be having cantata there, an Easter cantata, so you're invited to be with us. And also, jot this down on your calendar, on April the 20th, the 21st, Brother Dan Arbogast from up around Rennick will be with us. He will be our evangelist. He'll be speaking. He'll be singing. He'll be having his group, his church group with us. And we're going to be having two nights of renewal. And then on Sunday morning, the New Jerusalems from down out of North Carolina are going to be with us from 10 until 12, a two-hour gospel sing. Again, the New Jerusalem will be there on Sunday. On Sunday, the 22nd, and they'll be there singing for 2 hours. Dan Arbogast will be preaching on the 20th and the 21st, and we're just looking for a great time there at the Dropping Lick Church. If you don't know where that's located, you come up 219. If you're coming toward Linside, when you get to Rock Camp Church, you turn left up the road immediately across from the Rock Camp Church. If you're coming down and going toward Union, right at the Rock Camp Church, turn right and up the road about a mile and a half or 2 miles, and you'll see the church standing up on the hill. And we'd love to have you come and worship with us. A great little church where we magnify and worship the Lord. 2 hour gospel sing featuring the New Jerusalem. So I'm inviting you to come and be with us. And there's a lot of things going, and we're inviting you to come and be part of our Easter worship service. All right, let's go back to another song, and I'll be back with today's message called What Is It?
Freedom is with me. I'm all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's be by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's be by the river, where loved ones dwell, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
have to tell somebody you're a Christian, you're in trouble. If you have to tell somebody what you are, you're in trouble. Because you see, you and I, as we go in and out of this community, in and out of this church, in and out of every place of business, there's people look at us and say, well, what is that? I think it's so sad when we come together and we measure ourselves. I'm Pentecost. I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. But honey, we're all born again children of God. We may have different looks. We may have different means. We may not look like everybody else. But every one of us ought to be a born again child of God. And everybody ought to be able to look at us and see what we are. If we have to tell them we're a Christian, there's something wrong with our life. We go to church every Sunday morning. We go to Bible study on Wednesday night. We attend Sunday school. We attend every worship service there is. And yet today, people have to look at us and say, well, what is it? You remember John the Baptist? When John the Baptist come preaching out in the wilderness, and my, here's a man that he's wrapped in camel hair, wrapped down over his shoulder and around his waist, girdle, the Bible said, in camel skin or camel hair. And I can imagine this man, he's got beard on his face and maybe long hair hanging down on his shoulder. I mean, he's one wild-looking dude. And he stands out there and he's screaming and squalling, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, I imagine those people said the same thing. Well, what in the world is that? What is that? Listen to that crazy old man out there hollering, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My lands, what insane asylum did they turn that dude loose from anyhow? Well, he don't act like us. He don't even look like us. Well, he ain't got no robe on. And who made him a priest? Well, what is that thing anyhow? And old John the Baptist, he kept on preaching. He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm not him. But there cometh one after me whose latches I am unworthy to bear. And he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Boy, I'll bet those religious people looked at him and said, my land sakes alive, that's a nut if I ever saw it. Well, I've been called a nut before, but I tell them I'm screwed to a real good bolt, okay? And they say, well, that's a radical. That's all right. I'll get over it in about 10 billion years. But people look at us and they say, well, what in the world is that? What was John the Baptist? You see, he had a different method. He had a different technique. And people looked at him and said many things about him. But you know what he was? He was a forerunner of Christ. Why, surely, if Jesus is going to pick somebody, he wouldn't pick somebody like that. A half-naked man, long hair on his shoulder, beard on his face. Surely, why, the Lord can pick somebody a little better, with a little bit more class, a little bit more style. But my land, why would he pick a man that looked like that? Well, honey, what is it? Well, then Jesus said, who is it? You remember that Jesus, when he asked the question, he said, who do men say that I am? You reckon when they went out and they looked at Jesus and they said the same thing? What is it? Why, who is he anyhow? And John the Baptist said he's the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And I saw him baptized at River Jordan, and a dove came from heaven and said, this was my beloved Son in whom my soul is well pleased. That's who he is. But Jesus wanted them to answer the question, who am I? Rusty Goodman, one of the greatest songs that Rusty Goodman ever wrote was, who am I? He said it at his lowest ebb. I mean, he said that he was about as low as anyone could get. And he went into his prayer chamber and he was praying. And when he came out, he looked at Festal and said, Festal, I just wrote a brand new song. And Festal said, what is it? Sister Festal, that is. And he said, it's who am I? And today it's still blessing people. But who am I? Jesus said, I want to know what people are saying about me. I want them to know what they think I am. I want them to know who I am. And you know, this day, I want us to know who he is. You know, you'd be surprised, Richard. A lot of people that have been to church all their life, they have been to Sunday school all their life, and they still don't know who Jesus is. Let me give you my own illustration. I was raised in a church. I was brought to church 9 months before I was ever born. And my mother brought me and laid me under the pews. I've told you many times. And the old saints would shout and throw gravels, sawdust up in my face. And I've laid there until 9 or 10, 11 o'clock, drugged to this church, drugged to that church. And then when I got to go into Sunday school, I heard the teacher tell about a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes laying in a manger. And how did Joseph and Mary travel with a donkey, no room at the inn. Lord, I've heard the Christmas story so many times. And then they brought me on up to the age of 12 years old that this young man walked in the temple. He astonished the doctors and the lawyers. And I said, well, I've heard that a long, long time. And then I finally hear that one day they decided to buy him for 30 pieces of silver, that this guy would betray him. And they would take him to the cross, and there they would nail him, they crucify him, they put him in a tomb, and there they would seal him forever. And then I heard that it didn't end there, that somebody rolled away the stone. And one day they went to the tomb on an Easter Sunday morning, and lo and behold, the tomb was empty. He was not there. And they told me he was not there because he had resurrected. Isn't that what you've heard all of your life? Well, we've heard the story of the baby in the manger, the 12-year-old kid, and the man on the cross, and the man that went into the tomb. And we heard about the death, the burial, the resurrection. And yet today we don't know he's alive. We don't know he's alive. I didn't know he was alive. But one day we had a youth group in the car, and we just left the youth service, and we're going out for Cokes and candy, and guess who took my car, and I'm sitting there driving the car, and all of a sudden that youth group began to sing the song, "He lives, he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today." Well, I was ashamed to tell them, but I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I was ashamed to tell them that I'd been to church all my life. And I truly believed in his birth. I believed in the crucifixion. I believed in the resurrection. But when you come to being alive, whoo, this is a whole new story in my life. And all of a sudden it came to me. He lives. He lives. One time this very liturgical pastor, a little more liturgical than I am, but he stood behind his desk, very liturgical. 20-some years I've been pastoring now this church. 20-some years I preached to you the same message on Easter Sunday morning. And again this Sunday morning, I'd like to take a text. He took a text and he said, "My theme is this. He lives. He lives. He lives." The congregation looked at him with big wide eyes and said, "Our pastor ain't never act like this before." All he could say was, "He lives." Surely he'll go farther than that. And he lives. And the piano player kind of feeling sorry for him because she thought he was hung up on like a broken record. And so she starts playing the piano. He lives. She's going to bail this pastor out 20 years faithful to play it. Right. So then when she began to play, the choir said, "Well, we'll join in and help just a little bit too." And the choir jumps in and they start singing, "He lives, he lives." And here stood the preacher still singing, "He lives, he lives, he lives." And the piano player playing, "He lives, he lives." And the choir singing, "He lives, he lives." And the congregation stood to their feet and started singing, "He lives, he lives." And all the church that day found out that he lives. Who do men say that I am? Have you ever found out he lives? Well, you joined the church, but did you know he was alive? Because you see, the Bible teaches me I must know who he is. And this is very important. I made you laugh. I give you humor. But this is the most important thing in your salvation is the death, the burial, and the resurrection. You could go to church, be baptized, have every scholar there is. But if you have never experienced that he lives, then you're as much lost as you ever was. You've got to know that. And you'll never know that until the Father reveals it to you. That's what it's all about here. That's what the story is all about. The story says, Jesus said, "Whom do men say that I am?" They said that thou art Elias, great man. Thou art Jeremiah, great man. Thou art even John the Baptist, great man. Why, even a greater than Jonah has been with us, great man. But he said, "But who am I?" And Peter all of a sudden said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God." And Jesus turned to him and said, "Peter, flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." That divine revelation that tells me that he is alive, that tells me that he does live, and tells me because he lives, I can live also. That's what it's all about. Who am I? I'm a born-again child of God. I am a somebody going someplace. I'm not a nobody going no place. I am a nut screwed to a good bolt. But I will get over it in 10 billion years. But at least I know who I am.
Here the road has been rough, but someday I will walk on streets of pure gold. And the closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk down the street to the path that has never upon the streets of pure gold. Down here they never complain. Oh, won't we be glad on the streets of pure gold. Won't it be sweet just to walk
broadcast. Don't forget our announcements now. We will be having sunrise service at the Swope Cemetery at 6:45 next Sunday morning. Then we'll be having worship service at 9 a.m. at Rock Camp. Then also at 10 we'll be at Dropping Lick. Then 11 o'clock we'll be at the Linside United Methodist Church. And we'll be having cantata at the Linside United Methodist Church tonight at 7 o'clock. On the 15th, on Easter Sunday at 7 o'clock it'll be at Linside. And then also a cantata on at Rock Camp that morning at Rock Camp will be at 10 o'clock. Then also we're inviting you to be with us in revival. That's at the Dropping Lick United Methodist Church on April the 20th to 21st. And then the New Jerusalem will be singing on the 22nd from 10 until 12. Now come and be with us at the Dropping Lick United Methodist Church. We certainly do appreciate you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the game.
There's nothing but happiness in the presence of Christ, abound everywhere, on top of a hill, and down by the river. Someday I will join that heavenly choir. We'll leave all our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and times we have tried, not even the house or the body we live in. We'll have to change hearts while on the outside I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there, and never goodbye.
You see, it's true, there's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the sea, down by the river, someday I will join that heavenly choir. With me is good, there's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the deep and down by the river, someday I will join that heavenly
Thank you for listening, and you are invited to listen each Sunday at the same time. And always remember, there's something to believe in.